Monster Movie Media presents. And welcome to Creepy Kingdom, a podcast all about the creepiness of the Disney films and theme parks. I am your host, Mr. James H. Carter II. And welcome to the Creepy Christmas Haunted Mansion Holiday Special. Coming up in this episode, we are going to be sharing our thoughts and opinions about the Haunted Mansion Holiday, the Nightmare Before Christmas overlay at the Haunted Mansion at Disneyland. But before we do that, we are actually going to continue a conversation that was started just a few days ago on the Disney Dream Girls podcast. That's right. Currently, the Disney Dream Girls are having their 12 days of Minxmas, where they are releasing mini episodes about Christmas in Disney. You were lucky enough to be a part of it. If you have not heard it yet, there is a link in the show notes for this episode. You can want to check it out. But we started a conversation there all about ways we would help Mr. Jack Skellington creepify Christmas. And we're going to continue it on this episode. So without any further ado, let's begin.
Making Christmas is so fine.
It's ours this time, and won't the children be surprised?
It's ours this time.
Alrighty. I am joined by the illustrious Creepy Kingdom panel. Let me introduce everybody here. First off, we have Creepy Kingdom Hall of Famer, only person to earn that title. The former Pirates cast member himself, Mr. Adam Leonard.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be back here as always, James.
It's a pleasure to have you. And the Countess of Creepy Kingdom, Miss Cupcake Terror.
Hello, children. I'm trying to be creepy.
Yeah. Yeah, you tried. And with the Countess around, an evil queen can't be far behind, the evil queen of Creepy Kingdom, Miss Roxy Tart.
Hello, Creepy Kingdom people.
And we have gathered here to continue a conversation that we started on Minxmas, which was a creepy Christmas episode of Disney Dream Girls that we recently did. So we're going to continue. But before we do that, there's something very important that needs to be brought to the table. That, and I haven't warned you guys about this, so you don't know what it is I'm about to talk about.
What's that, boss?
Boss, I like that. I believe that this is the fifth appearance of Cupcake Terror on the Creepy Kingdom podcast right now.
Right now?
Which officially makes her the Countess of Creepy Kingdom.
You are officially on the show right now. You're no longer a contributor in training.
If you guys can't see it, but I'm doing my little happy contributor dance. Okay, good.
Subjects of the Creepy Kingdom.
Your new Countess.
Adam, how many times have you been on?
Well, I wasn't going to say anything, but I think
is this your fifth time too?
Okay, let's do the count back for a second. We had a cast member episode.
Right.
We did Los Saludos Amigos.
Yes.
Oh, and then we did Alien Encounter for your 31 Days of Creepy Kingdom.
Yes.
And I did the Halloween episode.
Oh my gosh.
Bye, my friend.
We have another official contributor, Adam Leonard.
This is like a momentous day in the Creepy Kingdom.
It is. You know, it's funny because I thought it was four, but I forgot we did the Alien Encounter one.
Yeah, you can call that a 0.5 if you like. I'm okay with that. Because, I mean, that was like...
No, Cupcake did Creepy Days episodes too, so it's appearance. Yeah.
So would that make Adam Lord Adam of the Creepy Kingdom?
I believe so.
All right, I'll take that. I will take that title of nobility and
got a
bear
title
to bear honor to Creepy Kingdom.
I'm gonna make T-shirts or buttons or something. I reign in the Creepy Kingdom.
I reign in. This is very exciting. This is very exciting. What a special thing, and it's so exciting. It's also Christmas time, which is the creepiest holiday. I'm just so overwhelmed. So what we started talking about on the Disney Dream Girls was we were kind of following out the way that Jack Skellington took over Christmas and made things creepy. How would we make things in Christmas creepy? So we're going to continue that conversation and see where it takes us. So, Adam, what's the next thing on your list?
I was going to bring up, and this actually is kind of Disney related because Disney did cover this, but like, you know, like I said, kind of a lot of my thesis on the whole topic is that Christmas is kind of creepy already inherently,
right?
But it just kind of gets more dressed up and commercialized. But, you know, I'd point out like a lot of the classic Christmas stories are pretty creepy too. I mean, I think that A Christmas Carol is a very scary story. I think it's a holiday classic, but I mean, it's a ghost story. I mean, that's really what it is.
Sure.
And, you know, it's a Dickensian ghost story preaching a lot of hellfire and brimstone if you don't behave yourself. So, you know, I remember I was actually thought that the Mickey's A Christmas Carol was pretty terrifying when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
You know, especially when Goofy comes in as Jacob Marley. I mean, that's some, to like an eight, you know, like a 5 or 6 year old. That's some pretty scary stuff.
Yeah, that's actually what I did for last year for Creepy Kingdom. We released an episode on Christmas, was covering that, which people think about that. They think it's all fun, but that was filled to the brim with creepy stuff. And it's only a 30 minutes special. It's not even like a full movie.
You know, and I would say the movie even pulls punches. I mean, I don't know if you've actually read A Christmas Carol, but I mean, it's probably arguably even creepier in novel form than it is, you know, presented by Disney. So, I think A Christmas Carol is a very creepy story. I mean, it's a ghost story. It's a guy who's basically is basically threatened with hellfire unless he like amends his ways. I mean, I think you find a lot of that in the early origin of Christmas.
Very true. Cupcake.
Well, I think I have to expand on my whole Tim Burton-esque Christmas. I really love, like, white Christmas trees, black ornaments, the black and white stripes. Just kind of have that creepy overlay without there being anything too creepy walking about. I would love to have all of the characters from Nightmare Before Christmas wandering around New Orleans Square and ride along the Rivers of America.
So a real Halloween Town takeover is what you're saying there.
Yeah, Halloween Town takeover. Yeah, I'm kind of...
Cupcake just wants to Burton all the Christmas.
I want to Burton all the things. I mean, that's...
all the Christmas.
Well, the thing, Tim Burton, I've always loved his stuff. When I saw his first video, his first short film,
his
Vincent.
His first YouTube video?
His first YouTube video. Because that's when I started watching him. It was called Vincent, and I just fell in love with it. Just that creepy factor in his drawings. You know, tall people, long legs, long arms, kind of big heads. and I think it translated so well to Nightmare Before Christmas that seeing that have more of a presence at the park would be a lot of fun. I think instead of like a whole, you know, I guess, was it Christmas Time Land? Christmas Land? Is that what they called it in the movie?
Christmas Town.
Christmas Town. That was it. Christmas Town. Because it was Halloween Town, Christmas Town. Yeah.
And there was...
I'd love to see stuff like that. That would be fun.
There was a Christmas Town in Disneyland. Was it called Christmas Town? It was called Christmas something.
I don't know if it was. It was before
New Orleans Square was built.
Really? Ooh.
Yeah.
I may need to look that up.
I don't remember what it was called. I guess I should have that information handy. But I know that... I don't know, but I feel like there's, I remember thinking it's so great that they have Haunted Mansion Holiday in New Orleans Square, because they actually had this Christmas temporary land where New Orleans Square is right now. So maybe just be a random coincidence, but
yeah. I'd definitely like to see more Oogie Boogie. You don't see enough of that around the parks. I know they've gotten kind of Jack and Sally in there during that period of time, but he's a villain that I have a lot of love for that I would love to see them, you know, do more with.
I think he was only, as far as I've seen, out during the Villains Unleashed the Villains.
Right.
Things that were at Hollywood Studios over the past 2 years. Yeah. That's the only time I've seen a character of him.
He was doing the sideshow, right, last time?
Yeah, the last one he had a show,
Yeah.
He was dancing, and it was weird.
Yeah, that's got to be a hard costume to wear, because just it's cumbersome. You know, you're not really able to move or articulate too much, so.
I was thinking about
why they don't have them out.
Thinking about that one, and also, just not to derail, but I was thinking the same thing for the Baymax costume. Oh, I don't know how they wear that.
I don't want to talk about the Baymax character, actor.
All right, we'll move on. Roxy, what do you got?
Okay, well, like I mentioned on the Disney Dream Girls podcast, I would definitely add La Bufana to my Christmas, like I actually do every year.
I want to hear more about this.
Like, La Bufana is awesome. She's to sum up, in case you didn't listen to the Disney Dream Girls podcast, which you should, she is the Italian version of Santa Claus. She actually comes on the night of January 5th for the Feast of Epiphany, and you leave your shoes by the fireplace, and she comes in through the chimney, and she leaves gifts in your shoes. She's an old woman. She's covered in soot. She flies on a broom. She's a typical wicked witch, and I love her.
Lovely. Well, she can't be too wicked if she's leaving people presents, right?
Well, no, but I mean, her look is the typical wicked witch look that was passed down through folklore and things like that.
Does she do something different if they've been naughty?
You know what? I don't actually know what La Bufana does if you've been naughty, because I have never not gotten a present in my shoe from her.
I think I can answer this.
Oh, good.
So, for those of you who have fallen a bit short of model behavior, La Bufana will leave lumps of coal.
Oh, is that where the coal so started?
That must be where coal came from.
Well, I was going to say she's going to leave Stitch toys, but...
What, people don't want Stitch toys?
I think Adam is more referencing the disliking of Stitch's Great Escape attraction in Magic Kingdom, which I do want to bring up briefly. We talked about Alien Encounter, Adam and I, we did an episode on that, which Stitch's Great Escape has replaced, and we mentioned, you know, who actually likes Stitch's Great Escape. If somebody likes it, please, you know, let me know. And I do have to let you know that people have emailed me and said that they actually like it. Oh, and you like it, Cupcake?
Yes, okay.
Wait. This is news to me. I didn't know that. What's up, Rox?
I didn't know it as Alien Encounter, so.
That's exactly what I was going to say. What? I was going to say the people that like Stitch's Great Escape, did they get to see it as Alien Encounter? Because those of us that got to experience Alien Encounter know what we're missing.
Right.
So... I think that's a big, like, part of it.
That might be. I haven't. I'm sorry, go ahead, Adam.
No, you go first. I'm figuring out what I'm going to say.
I did not go on Alien Encounter, and I did go on Stitch's Great Escape, and I found it to be a very miserable, torturous, unfun experience. So that's my stance on that. I mean, this is not nothing to do with Creepy Christmas.
I was
going to
say, I actually have more Creepy Christmas.
So. Okay, go on. Yeah, well, I just wanted to bring up that some people actually stepped up to the plate and said they liked it after we called them out.
I will take you on anytime, anywhere. I'm making that announcement now. Okay, we can go forward.
All right. We are going to have a Stitch's Great Escape episode. It's going to happen.
Okay.
Awesome.
It's going to be epic. All right. Continue on, Roxy.
Well, in addition to La Bufana, another thing that I would do to creepy up Christmas, and I really like other cultures and their holiday traditions and whatnot, and I like that other cultures just kind of naturally have creepy stuff like La Bufana, but in the Ukraine for St. Nicholas Day, which, you know, kind of blends in with the whole St. Nick and Christmas, and it's around the same time, but they do St. Nicholas Day, they have spiders.
Ew.
That's their big thing.
Really?
Is spiders. They have Christmas spiders. And so the story is...
Where is this? What is wrong with these people?
Okay, check this out. Check this out. Here's the story. So for the holidays, they decorate things in spiders and spider webs. And now they use like crystal and stuff like that.
Right.
But the story is that there was a widow and she dropped a pine cone. I think it was a pine cone. And it grew into a tree and it was springtime. And her kids were all excited because by winter, they would have a St. Nicholas tree that they could decorate. And St. Nicholas Day came around and she was broke and didn't have any money. And there was nothing to decorate the tree. Mm. So they went to bed and she like said a little, a prayer or whatever, something like that. And the next day, the kids woke her up and were like, Mom, come and look. And a spider had climbed through the window and decorated their tree, wrapped it all up in webs. And when the youngest child opened the window and the sunlight hit the spider webs, it turned all of them to silver and gold. And the family never wanted for anything again.
Oh, wow.
Aw, they were tree huggers in this. So, what country is this again?
The Ukraine, babe.
The Ukraine. Okay.
Yeah, so that's their tradition, and I love spiders. I have two spider tattoos and a spider web tattoo, and I really like that. So I love the idea of crystal spider webs all over my house. Like, wow. I think that's awesome.
Now, does like the Ukrainian Christmas spider bring like 8 times the presents?
It should. It totally should.
These are the questions I want to know.
actually, to bring this back to Disney, if you go to Epcot during the Disney season, they do all the all the different
season,
groceries.
You said during the Disney season. During it's always a Disney season in Epcot.
You have to go to Disney season. Okay, that's a shout out to Disney Dreamgirls podcast because we started talking about time and she has me on Disney time.
Okay.
So now everything is it's a Disney season and a Disney time. But no, I just messed up there. If you go to Epcot during the Christmas season, all of the different countries have like their holiday traditions represented. And you can go and you can walk through and see all this stuff. And they do have crystal spiders there, which I was very excited about.
Oh, interesting. I thought she was going to say there that, that secretly Epcot Center is like full of spiders. And that was going to be the...
you're the one that comes with the bug reports, Adam.
Hey, no bug reports, Adam. I know about you. I know about you and your evil bug report, Pirates of the Caribbean. Evil.
Well, I'm really excited about what you just said, Roxy, because the next thing that's on my list, which I swear it is, is what I would want to do is make giant spider webs out of Christmas lights.
Yeah.
Because I love Christmas lights. I have them up year-round. There are some in the background, as you three can see. But whenever Christmas time comes, my number one priority is to go to Target or whatever and just stock up on Christmas lights. So when they eventually break because they're cheap, I have some replacements ready to go in the middle of summer. So I just love the little lights, and I love having red lights on that. But I thought about... What about if I could make it into a spider web and it actually could trap people? Because that's what spider webs are supposed to do, right?
And they're then
supposed
you to steal their presents.
Yeah,
I love it!
Yay, best idea ever.
And to bring it back, and I think those would be great in the park. I want to bring it back to then. That's a lot of, my last one on Disney Dreamgirls was about shiving people with candy canes in the park.
Christmas shivs. I'm going to make a few of those this year, I think, and hang them on my creepy Christmas tree.
Excellent. So it really tied in well with what you had there.
Next, okay, I've got an idea. I finally actually have an idea here. So how about instead of your traditional Christmas tree, what about, let's say, like some neglected dead trees with maybe some like broken or dusty ornaments, something that looks like it's clearly seen like years of neglect.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would add kind of a kind of creepy, maybe somber kind of feeling to the occasion.
Sure. Like
nice.
Instead of bringing in a dying tree, as you mentioned on Disney Dreamgirls, bring in a dead one. It's
like needles gone, just nothing but branches, and just have like some really kind of pitiful ornaments and stuff.
Yeah, I'm picturing the Charlie Brown Christmas tree, right? Is that?
Pretty much.
I think that if you want to give it the creepy instead of sad, though, maybe like your ornaments have to be a little off, or add some spider webs.
Yeah, yeah.
Or like ornaments that feature all those like weird photos that come in wallets or something like that.
But it has to be other people's photos,
yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, yeah. Some like generic family that just shows up.
Yeah, I'm thinking about decorating my whole home with those pictures.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Like, who are these people? They're like, I have no one. These are my only friends.
Oh.
So sad.
No. That is so sad.
I didn't mean to turn things sad. Let's make things happy again. And Cupcake, what's next on your list?
Well, so I really didn't have another thing that I wanted to add, because my creepy Christmas is obviously Bert and I's to all hell. But I did have this really weird Christmas tradition that I was reading about in Portugal. And they have their own version of festive feces. Cagatio translate to poo guy. So this is one of their Christmas icons.
All right.
A cagatio is a hollow log with a face painted on it. And it's propped up on four stubby legs. It is the version of the Yule log, but you won't see this one on broadcast on local TV on Christmas Day. Eat this log. It's a pinata, like a pinata, and it poops out candies and nuts. And then when there's...
That's the verb that it used, poops?
Yeah, it poops out candies and nuts. And then when there's nothing left to squeeze out, a salted herring is removed from the cagatio, and all the guests join in and eat it together. Dear Portugal, I just heard this Christmas tradition. It creeps me the heck out.
I'm moving to Italy.
I know, they got witches in Italy. I actually do think Spain has like another poop-related Christmas tradition. It's supposed to bring like posterity and not prosperity. Prosperity. When you make money.
Prosperity, yes.
I'm not going to any country where they have poop as their Christmas tradition.
That you know,
that's crazy. That's gross.
You know what we've accomplished is we've just created like the creepy Christmas Avengers. It's like you got like Krampus, the child eating demon, and Clefunga,
the Italian.
The Italian witch, the poo log of the Ukrainian Christmas spiders. I mean, it's quite a lineup we've got going on here.
Oh, we need a fourth. I think if it's going to be Avengers-esque, we need a fourth. So we should probably throw in something else.
I think it should just be Jack. It should be Jack Skellington.
Oh, yeah, sure.
He should be the last Avenger, the last Christmas Avenger.
The last creepy
Tony
Christmas
Stark,
Avenger.
Really, of the... yeah. Christmas Avengers.
Speaking of Jack, so last year after Halloween, when Spirit does their like 50% off sale, we went and bought a Jack Skellington costume. And then at Christmas time, when we did the front yard and did the lights and everything, we stuffed it and we put it out there, like hiding in the bushes.
Oh, wow. Aww. Awesome.
Yeah, so it was just kind of a little like extra creepy Christmassy thing.
Can I minorly tangent here for a second? It's on topic with what she's saying, but am I the only one who finds that people who dress up like Jack Skellington without a mask for Halloween look incredibly creepy, like when they try to do like the bald cap and like the white face paint?
I like it better.
Really? I think it looks kind of like Uncle Fester, maybe. I don't know.
If you don't do it correctly, yes. If you don't blend your latex, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to get that cheekbone shading right, that nose shading right. Like,
okay, yeah. I could see that if you did an actual decent like skeleton effect on the face.
Yeah,
I could see that working. Mm-hmm. But I've seen too many where it's just like white, maybe like some kind of skull-y teeth coming off from the cheeks, and it just looks unnatural.
No, they have problems.
It looks unnatural.
If you're one of those people, you have problems.
Yeah, you're good point, James. Like, not like that. Like the walking giant skeleton is natural in the first place. Yeah. But Lord knows some poor goth white boy trying to pretend to be a skeleton. Now that's the crazy thing right there.
Hey, I resemble that remark. No, wait. No,
you resemble that. Yeah, that was a Freudian slip there, Cupcake. You resemble that remark.
Try to dress up like a skeleton all the time.
So was that your thing there, Roxy?
That's pretty much my thing. And also because I am a lover of shameless self-promotion, if you head to my website, roxy-tart.com, you can actually see the creepy Christmas shoot that I did a couple of years ago under my portfolio.
Well, I was going to mention it, by the way.
Throwing that out there. All right, I guess I stole your thunder. My bad.
You know, when I pitched the idea to you, you immediately just text me that picture. You mean this? And I was like, yes, I guess so.
I got this covered. I got this handled. Don't even worry. No, but what you can't see in the picture because it's a little too far away is my Christmas tree, my little black Christmas tree in my creepy Christmas photo shoot is decorated with Freddy Krueger and Jason and Chainsaw and Michael Myers. And they all have like Christmas hats on or like tinsel on them or stuff.
I have roofs.
They go on my tree every year. I love those guys.
Are you referring to Leatherface when you said chainsaw?
Yeah.
I just, you got to be a hard nerd here.
I mean Leatherface. I do not mean my friend whose name is Chainsaw who happens to be a photographer. I don't hang him on my tree.
Chainsaw guy at the dollar store, Leatherface.
Just wanted, you know, to be clear. Anyways, that's cool. That's very cool. No, I didn't notice your ornaments on there. It is far away. So that is lovely. So I will close out this before we transition to our next topic, but I will close out by saying I would like to turn eggnog into something I called witch's grog, and I would like to serve it in a smoking cauldron.
Ooh, neat.
So
I might actually drink it if you serve it up like that.
You don't like eggnog?
I would not.
No, I don't like eggnog.
A lot of people don't like it. I love it. It's so yummy. The nutmeg and the egg and the nog.
No.
I think it's the nog I have the problem with.
Oh, is that the nog?
I'm not a nog. Yeah. I'm not a nog.
Adam, opinion on eggnog? That's everyone else's
opinion. You know, I've only like had it once, and I liked it pretty well. Granted, there was some bourbon in it.
Of course.
But
we're not talking about taking it straight.
I think probably the best kinds of eggnog are naturally smoking a little bit because of the contents.
Nice. I don't know. I mean, it's going to taste the same, but just the presentation of it, just, I think, you know.
Yeah, I like that. That's real good.
That should be an experiment, though, James, to find out if you can put eggnog over dry ice and if it will actually react and cause the smoky bits.
All right, that's a Creepy Kingdom video waiting to happen right there, huh?
That's a live feed waiting to happen.
Live feed, right? We'll do it. We'll do that live on the internet. Christmas Eve. You guys all better show up.
Oh, dude, I will show up and I will be drunk.
I'll be there. I'll be there in a little Santa outfit.
Excellent. Black, hopefully.
My Santa outfit actually isn't black. I'm sorry, but it's very sparkly.
All right, that's fine. So this whole conversation was inspired by Haunted Mansion Holiday, Night Before Christmas in general. So let's round out this episode. Let's talk about it. Let's put it on the table. It hasn't never been really discussed on Creepy Kingdom before. We're going to talk about Haunted Mansion Holiday, the Nightmare Before Christmas overlay of the Haunted Mansion at Disneyland.
The Haunted Mansion is all decked out for the holidays. In the spirit of Christmas, Halloween style, becoming the Haunted Mansion Holiday with a frightfully fun, creepy new house guest, Oogie Boogie, Jack Skellington's nemesis from Tim Burton's The Nightmare Before Christmas. Come see what it's like when holidays collide in the Haunted Mansion Holiday at Disneyland Park.
So this conversation is a little off the cuff. It's a little unplanned. But what is going to be at the end, I can tell you, is that Roxy and I wrote it together recently, and we have some on-ride commentary that will be perfect.
Yes, we do.
There may be some repeat statements, but it's fun because you'll hear the ride.
So I think before we start this conversation, mm-hmm. James, we have to point out that 2 weeks ago when we wrote it together, that was your first time writing the Nightmare Before Christmas overlay, correct?
Yes, and I was going to point that up because Adam also recently wrote it for the first time about 2 weeks before that.
Wow!
That's true.
So we have a little interesting dynamic here.
Too.
Yeah, it's our first time. Yeah, Adam and I just wrote it for the first time, and you two have wrote it many times and seen it evolve over the years, so we definitely have some different perspectives there. So why don't we just get a little roundtable answer to this? how do you feel that the Haunted Mansion is not in its original state during Halloween time in Disneyland?
Yes, I actually have strong opinions on this one.
We'll hop right in there.
Okay, well, I love Haunted Mansion. It's, I think, one of the greatest rides for me of all time, especially during Halloween. Because it has that scary, dark, creepy thing about it. When they put in the Nightmare Before Christmas overlay, while I do love Nightmare Before Christmas and Tim Burton and the characters, I really, really heavily dislike, loathe that I do not get my Haunted Mansion without the overlay during Halloween. It really bums me out. Now, the reason why it bums me out so much is because Walt Disney World has their Haunted Mansion, during Halloween, it's the same. And it's brilliant. And I think seeing those two things, having been to both during October, really solidified the fact that I want my creepy Haunted Mansion back from Nightmare Before Christmas.
Disney World's is even creepier.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not the same. It's creepier.
Yeah. The fog rolling in, the actors dressed up because they have the Halloween party there. Like, it really is exactly what I would want my Haunted Mansion to be during Halloween. And I really wish that they would bring it back and put the Nightmare Before Christmas overlay on, like, the week after Halloween. You know, bring it down for however long, and then...
I guess the main thing here is that, it's not really a Halloween attraction. It's a Christmas attraction.
Yes.
When it really comes right down to it. Obviously, they're going to have it there because of the nature of the source material. Mm-hmm. But, I didn't experience that. Because by the time I got to the park, even though it was like a few days after Halloween, it was as though Santa Claus had thrown up everywhere. And it was like full-blown Christmas everywhere. So it definitely matched it. But I could imagine going there during Halloween time, experiencing Ghost Galaxy, going to the Halloween party, and then going on the Haunted Mansion and then celebrating Christmas doesn't really make any sense.
Nope.
So what do you think, Adam?
Okay, well, I guess I have to probably begin with, like, a little bit of background. I've wanted to check it out for years. When I was, like, a teenager growing up, I was like, both, like, a theater kid, and I also was really obsessed with, like, horror movies and, like, supernatural type of stuff. And so, naturally, Nightmare Before Christmas was, like, kind of, like, the perfect mix of those two things for me. Mm-hmm. So, when I found out they were doing this, I had, like, kind of an obsession that I had to go. I will say that I didn't miss the original mansion one bit when I was there, simply because I was so stunned because I'd never seen the, the Haunted Mansion or the Holiday Haunted Mansion before. And I went on it after Ghost Galaxy, which I'll be honest, I found a little underwhelming. Mm-hmm. Which was disappointing because it sounded really cool when I heard about it. But I was so stunned at how well, like, the Holiday Haunted Mansion looked. I mean, really, there's real work put into upgrading it. I mean, the colors are really vibrant and pop, and it was just like, I was just kind of stunned with how amazing it was when I went on it. Now, that being said, would I feel differently if I was in Roxy or Cupcake's shoes and I actually lived in LA and, like, that was a park I went to all the time? I might very well feel different about what they did with it during that particular point of the season. But as somebody who was just visiting for a couple of days, who hadn't been to Disneyland in a couple of years, I was excited to finally get to see it. So I didn't miss it for those reasons.
Roxy?
Well, I love the Haunted Mansion. And I do, we talked about this on the audio that we're going to play later. And so I won't go over it too much again. But I love the classic Haunted Mansion, and I love how in Disney World they really do creep it up for Halloween. But even though I'm not a huge Nightmare Before Christmas fan, and I'm not, okay, I'm just gonna put it out there, you guys can hate me if you want, I'm not a big Nightmare Before Christmas fan, I still really like the overlay, because I like that it gives us something different to look at. Mm-hmm. And they're so creative and they do it so well, unlike Ghost Galaxy on Space Mountain, which is just kind of thrown together and a little cheesy. The Haunted Mansion's done so well with that overlay that I love it. I love seeing it. I love seeing the new things they add every year. I'm a fan.
Cool. Well, I was in Adam's shoes as well. I had never experienced it before. Disneyland's Haunted Mansion is my favorite attraction of all time, and I had not been on it in 15 years. All that being said, I did love the overlay. And one of the things I really loved about it was that it was so great, to kind of expand on what you were saying, Roxy, it was so great to experience something I was so familiar with, but then mixed with something else that I love. And it was. I think it's kind of seamless. And it was exciting and refreshing, for sure. Also, I did just come from Walt Disney World. I did experience the creepy Haunted Mansion during Halloween. I did ride it 3 times in a row on my last night. So, not to rub that in, but I was looking forward to it, you know. But one thing I thought about it is that it's not really a Nightmare Before Christmas attraction either, because what's so important about Nightmare Before Christmas is the music from the movie, and that is completely absent from the attraction. It's all new original music, which is great. It's great stuff in there, but it's just not. It's a weird mix. It's cool. I like it, but there should be a Nightmare Before Christmas attraction like year round. And not, you should leave the Haunted Mansion alone. I mean, there's all the logistics of where should it go, what should it be, blah, blah, blah. But that's what I think.
Well, I disagree.
You go ahead.
Yeah, I do not think that there should be a Haunted Mansion attraction year-round, but I think it would be great.
Nightmare for Christmas.
Wait. Oh,
down with the Haunted Mansion.
Sorry.
Put it frozen.
Get rid of that ride. I don't even like it anymore. Forget it. No, I don't think that there should be a Nightmare Before Christmas attraction year-round, but I would love it if there was a separate Nightmare Before Christmas attraction during the Christmas season. I think that would be awesome. Like, I leave the Haunted Mansion alone or decorate it for Christmas or do whatever you're going to do, but I think it would be cool if there was a separate thing for Nightmare Before Christmas during the Christmas season.
Why not put it like in like California Adventure or like Disney Hollywood Studios? It doesn't necessarily have to be in the kingdom.
Sure.
I agree with you, James, is that that was one thing that struck me. Because I think when I first heard this attraction, I think I envisioned more elements of Nightmare Before Christmas being in the ride. Like, you know, I totally envisioned like going through the pumpkin patch. And right. I think the big one is I wanted to like actually ride through like Oogie Boogie's lair with all like the day glow neon and like the kind of the robots. And well, I guess they're not robots. Well, they're kind of robots. Yeah. Whatever they are, the death traps.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I still think that that'd be really cool to get to experience that.
I just want to Nightmare for Christmas land.
She's gonna up the ante.
I'm gonna up the ante. No, really. So on a Christmas thing, I get to decorate my family's house this year for Christmas. Every year, somebody gets to pick what the tree is going to be or what the decorations are going to be, and so I get to pick it this year, and I'm picking a creepy Christmas. So everything that I talked about is going to be part of that. And Nightmare Before Christmas, especially the Haunted Mansion, even though I hate it during Halloween, I absolutely love. So I'm going to pull a lot of the stuff from the ride and put it around the house to really make it feel Disney-esque in the house during Christmas.
If she had her way, she'd demolish Toontown and turn that into Halloween Town.
Yes, I would. In
listen,
a heartbeat.
Listen. Do not mess with Roger Rabbit's cartoon spin.
I will save Roger Rabbit's cartoon spin for you, James, because I care. But everything else, gone. That's I'm fine. Missing Minnie, Donald, and Goofy, and Chip and Dale. And they're gone.
I was going to say, are we going to close down Roger Rabbit Toon Car Spin for like 3 months and do a quick overlay for our Night Before Christmas?
Yes. And we'll
make it like Roger Rabbit things.
Oogie Boogie Spin. Ooh.
As long as Jessica is still in the queue, it's fine.
I will leave Jessica in the queue. I actually think she can be fine with this. Yes.
She's now a resident of Halloween Town.
Yep.
Ooh, in a black sequin dress.
Anywhere she...
Yeah, she's home wherever she lays her head.
She has like a kind of a Morticia thing going on there.
There we go. That'd be perfect.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah. We're going a little off the rails here, but
don't we usually? I think we usually do.
Usually, not on Creepy Kingdom. That's what you're mistaken. We go off the rails on Roxy's World.
Yeah.
We stay right on track on Creepy Kingdom. So.
You're a liar.
Every single episode I've been on.
Thank you. Adam.
Now there was concept art that I saw somewhere, and I cannot find it again. I don't know where I saw it, but there was concept art for Nightmare Before Christmas Dark Ride, and it looked amazing. It was Peter Pan style, and you fly in a coffin.
Love it.
That's what I remember. And ever since the first time I saw Nightmare Before Christmas, I wanted to go in those environments. I wanted to go into a show scene that was just like This Is Halloween and fly over all that stuff just like the camera does. And I'm sure that's what was going to happen in this ride. I don't remember where I saw it. I don't remember why they didn't make it. I don't remember what park it was going to go into. I just know that I saw it. And someone actually emailed in talking about it. I know that we tried to talk about it, or I tried to talk about it in answering that, and I tried to find the concept art again, and I don't know.
James, click that link.
Yeah, actually, I just sent you. It's an article from 2007. This article was actually on Disney and More, which is a site I haven't been to. I couldn't find the article that I originally got this from. But it is called The Nightmare Before Christmas Attraction That Never Was.
This is what I saw. Yay!
Yeah. So if all of this is true, concept art was, or unrealized concept art was by Christopher Merritt. So in 2007, he was one of the theme park designers in Imagineering. And he put this in his portfolio, in his student portfolio he had back in 1996. So this wasn't actually a proposed ride. This was something that he designed specifically to be Nightmare Before Christmas in his own student portfolio. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was going to say – I know I was just going to chime in. I think I remember the story.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. I guess this is it. This all looks familiar. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I really wish that somebody had proposed this to Disney Imagineering and said, hey, here's a Nightmare Before Christmas ride. But unfortunately, it was just the brainchild of a brilliantly imaginative person named Christopher Merritt.
Excellent. Wow. Well, we'll definitely put a link to this blog post in the show notes. And how about that, kids? I learned something new today on my own show. That's awesome. So, any final thoughts about Haunted Mansion Holiday before we wrap it up here?
I want to go and write it right now that we've been talking about it. I'm like, I'm getting into my car. I'm driving to the park, which is like 6 hours away.
Yeah, Adam, we don't actually live in LA. We live up near San Francisco.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So, while it would be awesome to jump in the car and trot down to Disneyland, I don't think we'll make it before they close.
Yeah, Adam, if you are Southern California local, go right now. Ride it for me. This is for Cupcake!
I am actually an Oregonian, so I'm above you guys.
Okay, so no, you're not going to jump down.
Unfortunately, farther away than you guys are.
I mean, you think that he lived in Southern California and didn't go see Haunted Mansion Holiday for the past 13 years?
I've been meaning to do it. I don't know. Something big.
Maybe she was looking up poop on the internet.
I might have been looking up poop on the internet.
She might have been looking up poop logs while he mentioned that.
I'm the Lord of Creepy Kingdom, but I don't actually go to Disneyland. It's just it's too much work.
You're like it's like a half an hour drive. I gotta get this car.
$5 for a bottle of water when I get there. I mean, just crazy.
So, Cupcake's final thought, she wants to write it. Roxy, what's your final thought?
My final thought on the Nightmare Before Christmas overlay?
Yes.
I want the big giant wreath in the hallway to hang on my porch and so people think it's going to eat them when they walk up.
Have its jaws moving? Yeah, that's like one of the sweetest parts of it. I love
awesome.
That.
Awesome.
Adam?
It needs like 10 Oogie Boogie animatronics.
All throughout.
Yeah. All throughout.
Yes.
I still feel the same way. I feel that there needs to be an attraction. I feel in particular in the past 10 years or so that there's been this huge resurgence from when the film first came out. And I know from posting Nightmare for Christmas inspired art on the Creepy Kingdom social medias that people lose their minds over this stuff. It is deserving of its own attraction. It would be huge. I mean, you see how people are freaking out about going on Haunted Mansion holiday. There's always a line. I think it should be done. I mean, I know that's just not logistically doesn't make any sense, but I just don't think it should be mixed with the Haunted Mansion all the time. It was cool to see, but if I lived locally, you know, through the 3 or 4 months that's happened, that would start to bum me out after a while. I couldn't experience the original ride.
I'm not trying to start a whole nother conversation here, but I'm just going to throw it out that if you get your wish of a Nightmare Before Christmas ride before there is a villain's ride, it's really going to piss me off.
That's one thing I want is the the villain's mountain attraction that was talked about when Jim Hill was on. That's my number one thing, more than a Nightmare for Christmas ride.
I mean, it's a cool idea and all, but if they're going to get creepy with it, they got to get villain with it.
Well, I was going to say that they needed like 5 more Stitch rides, but your guys' ideas are pretty good. So.
Stitch all the rides.
Stitchland. That's going to be that's going to be the 5th gate. Mark it down. That's my prediction right now.
The whole park, Stitchland.
Stitchland.
Smell like chili cheese dogs when you walk in. Oh, gross.
You know what's funny is that my association of Stitch is just that ride. I've never seen Lilo and Stitch, so I know a lot of people love. I know you guys are really pissed about that, but I know a lot of people love the Stitch character and have really happy association with him. But I just associate that ride, and I'm just so I know I have to watch Lilo and Stitch so I can have some happy association with the character because
you really do.
That ride was torture.
I love Stitch, and I hate that ride. So
my burning white hot rage against that ride like taints anything that has to do with that franchise. So
and now. Now I need to be on the podcast with Adam about the whole Stitch thing because I feel like we're kindred souls with our hatred of Stitch and love of Alien Encounter.
Alien Encounter, this is a Christmas episode, but yeah, I like
it. Barely. So we've derailed a lot. It was barely Disney at times, too, but, you know.
Jingle bells. I'm making it Christmas.
Right. Now we got to pay royalties for that. Thanks.
I didn't sing it.
No. Jingle bells, Batman smells, Robin laid an egg, Joker stole the Batman.
Parody law.
Riddler got away.
I'm sure someone owns the rights to that one, too.
Damn it.
God bless us, everyone.
Oh.
I'm definitely sure someone owns the rights to that one.
How about this? Let's listen to Roxy and I go on Haunted Mansion holiday right now.
Hey, yay.
Was the nightmare before Christmas all through the house? Not a
la, 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 la.
Not even a mouse. The stockings all hung by the chimney with care. When opened that morning, would cause such a scare. The children nestled all snug in their beds. Their nightmares of monsters and skeleton heads. And boys must sit safe in their seats.
Yeah, safe in your seats, people.
Sleigh, all hands, arms, legs, or feet.
So this is my third ride on Haunted Mansion holiday. And
this is actually my first for the trip.
So you get to see all the new stuff that I haven't seen yet.
Yep.
Was changed. The wall was soon covered, adorned, and deranged. And what do your wandering eyes?
There's Zero back there in the endless hallway.
Yep. With his pile of bones.
Reindeer.
All right, so James,
since you do not have Haunted Mansion Holiday over in Disney World, correct?
Nope.
So, which do you like better? Now that you've been on this three times in this trip.
Yes.
Which do you like better? Do you like the original classic Haunted Mansion that we have here? Do you like the slightly different classic Haunted Mansion in Florida, or do you like Haunted Mansion Holiday better?
What? Like overall? Which one do I like better?
Yeah. Overall.
I mean, overall, I like classic Haunted Mansion in Disneyland better.
Right on.
Because it's my favorite ride ever.
Nothing here was forgotten.
But this is really cool. I love it. I do. I know a lot of people don't like it, but I love it.
I like it. I prefer the classic one, too. But we get the classic one all year, so I am glad that they do this for the holiday.
It's cool to see something you're so familiar with done slightly different, but something else that you love.
Right? And they have some amazing effects. In fact, we're passing one of my favorites now.
Is it going to be the reef?
Yeah, the reef, the big, like, man-eating reef.
Yeah.
Oh, there he is.
Too low. Now we're entering Lolita's room. Lolita.
Leona.
My mind's somewhere else. Anyways, Leona's room.
More cheers.
I love the cards floating around.
Yeah. I like the bulbs, the little, like, decoration bulb thing.
But I do miss the original thing that Leona says.
What?
I mean, in the original ride, I miss that.
Oh, yeah, her little monologue.
Yeah.
You know what's awesome? The 13th day of Christmas. With the light of eyes.
My ghoul life gave to me.
Yeah, I didn't notice that one before.
13 rings of power, embracing strength.
We shall say goodbye to Leona. Since she has summoned our spirits.
You can make a scene amends. Why? Even a gingerbread house.
Now, here's the new gingerbread house. You haven't seen it yet.
Every year. Yeah, every year is the new gingerbread house. Every year we try to outdo themselves.
So, what do you think of this one?
Pretty cool. It's not bad.
It's an Iron Maiden.
It is. Last year's, I think, is my favorite.
What was last year?
Last year it was for the 13th. Oh, for everyone that doesn't know, there's a hidden Mickey in the dining room, in case. I don't know why you would listen to a Disney podcast and not know that. But last year's, okay, it was the 13th, and it had like 13 stories. It was super tall.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was amazing. Now we're entering my favorite part of the mansion, which is the attic. Because I'm totally in love with Constance. I think she's like the best bride ever. I'm sad that they take her out.
Yeah, Constance is not in the attic.
No.
Oddly enough.
But this is her home, and I love her.
I know the presents. Now, we're about to enter the graveyard, and this reveal, seeing the Nightmare Before Christmas iconic mountain with the pumpkins through this projection. It is beautiful.
Yes.
Friendly claws worked his magic.
It's crazy.
Yep, I love that. So my little brother is not afraid of anything except for Jack Skellington. He's going to kill me for telling the story. So we come here for Christmas, and we're going on the ride, and we're going down this part right now where you're going backwards into the graveyard. And what he didn't know is when you get to the bottom and come around the corner, there's a giant Jack staring at you and talking to you. Yeah, I thought he was going to have a heart attack. He's awesome.
Yeah, he's pretty huge.
He is big. Like, you know, Matt wasn't a kid, but still, he didn't like that very much.
Yeah, they're kind of playing Grim Gang and Ghost a little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah.
I actually like the jack-o'-lanterns better than the original heads.
Really? I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah.
The original heads are pretty awesome.
I do. I know. I don't know. I like them. They're not as goofy.
Now we get to see Yugi Boogie.
Yeah. I think Yugi Boogie looks awesome. And I love this. The mirrors are all wrapped up in presents that are broken.
What do we got? Oh, we got snake candy canes in our buggy. And then one of my favorite parts is when you get off the ride, you go up usually where the bride is, hurry back, yep. And Sally.
Please exit by stepping away from the car to the left foot first. Step out and stand on the moving platform.
The amount of detail in the overlay is...
Yeah, it seems crazy that it's not perfect. And here's lovely Sally.
Sally, I'll be waiting on my Christmas present. Hurry back.
Hurry back.
I'll miss you.
Bye, Sally. And that's Haunted Mansion Holiday.
Haunted Mansion Holiday. That's our night, and that's our trip.
All righty. Well, that's going to wrap up this creepy Christmas episode of Creepy Kingdom. But before we go, I would like to allow my co-host to let you know where they could be found year-round, not just on Christmas. Adam.
Yes, I have a podcast, or I will at some point very soon, called Geeks Are Go. You can keep in touch with us by looking at – just look us up on Facebook. We're the only Geeks Are Go, and we will announce something in the very near future once our first episode is recorded. I'm also an associate writer for the video game website www.middleofnowheregaming.com. You can also check out stuff I do there.
Excellent. Cupcake.
I can be found on Tumblr as Cupcake Terror Takes Over. Also, I can be found on Instagram and Pinterest, because I'm a pinner, obsessed pinner, as Cupcake Terror. And I can also be found periodically on Roxy's World and Creepy Kingdom now. Yay!
Yes. Roxy!
Well, when I am not trying to take over the Creepy Kingdom... I can be found on my own podcast where I'm the boss, Roxy's World. And you can find Roxy's World on my website, roxy-tart.com, or in the iTunes Store or the Stitcher app under Roxy's World. You can also shoot me an email at welcometoroxysworld@gmail.com. Find me on Facebook, facebook.com/welcometoroxysworld, Twitter, Instagram, and Ello at roxy_tart. Woohoo!
Wow.
I got a lot.
Was that all? Yeah. I was going to say, was that in one breath?
Yes.
That was bad. Holy shit.
Oh, and if you want to find me on Tumblr, you can find me on Tumblr at just search for Roxy Tart.
You can't say it.
Because I can't say my Tumblr on Creepy Kingdom.
No, you can't. All right. Well, everyone, have a creepy Christmas.
And we can't break.
So ring the bells and celebrate.
As when the full moon starts to end, we'll all sing out.
It's Christmas time!
Well, it's almost time for us to get out of here. If you would like to contact the show, you can do so by emailing us at creepykingdom@gmail.com. Be sure to check out our other shows. I have a podcast called The Even James is a Podcast Podcast, which can be found at theevenjamesthepodcastpodcast.com. And you can check out Roxy's podcast by going to welcometoroxysworld.com. And be sure to check out Adam's podcast, Geeks Are Go, at geeksarego.com. And Cupcake Terror doesn't have a podcast yet. I don't know what she's waiting for. And for show notes, videos, creepy Disney cosplay, and fan art pictures, links to all of our social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Google+, Tumblr, and Pinterest, all you gotta do is go to creepykingdom.com. Well, until next time.
I have to go now. It is midnight. Pleasant dreams.